irritates me? Construction zones. I fucking hate construction zones so much. And that's for many reasons. But the main reason is when it's super late at night and there's not a damn soul on the road and there's that sign. Oh, the three arrows. Three arrows. Lanes closing. And they slowly, in a diagonal way, lay out all those cones to block off four completely good lanes. And there's not a soul working. Nothing. I have never in all of my time seen anyone ever constructing. So that's one main reason. Actually, most recently, I was on my way to my mom's house. And I fucking hate when streets have been under construction for, like, years. They're like, oh, yeah, completion in 2012. 2012? That's like 80 years from now. I think the road was perfectly fine before. One time I was on my way to her house, I was pissed. Fuck construction areas. Why do they have fucking cones blocking off a whole lane when there's no trench, no nothing? There's just fucking cones blocking off the goddamn lane. Oh my god, I've been sitting in this for, like, it's not even been that long, but it is so frustrating to sit in a lane with a billion other people when there's a perfectly good lane to the right of me that just has some cones over it. If those cones weren't there, that would be a perfectly good lane that I could be using. God damn it, I hate construction! Another thing that really irritates me about driving is when you're in traffic and that tells you how much longer you have to sit in traffic. I don't want to know that. I was on my way to my friend Stanton's house. He lives in Glendale. And I was on the 5 North. And fucking hate the 5 North because there's no... it's such a clusterfuck bottleneck. And, oh, you never want to know how much longer you're going to have to sit in traffic. So I fucking hate those signs that tell you. I was pissed. It's 11:30. I don't understand why there's traffic at 11:30 in the morning on a Thursday. There's four lanes, and they're all filled up with cars. I don't understand. Where is everybody going? Is everyone going to a giant lunch meeting together? I don't understand. Everyone is supposed to be at work by now. Get the fuck off the road. This is so fucking ridiculous. I really wish they wouldn't put that 35 minutes left. You know what? It makes you want to kill yourself when you know how much longer you have. It's more of just like a, you say, oh, how much longer am I going to sit here? You don't actually want an answer. It's a rhetorical question. Because if you know how long you're going to have to sit here, it makes you want to kill yourself even more. Who thought of that? Since we're on the subject of driving, another thing that irritates me, aside from gas prices, is getting gas itself. Oh my god, it's the worst. The worst! Mainly because of that incessant beeping that you must deal with. It's so, like, that high dog whistle kind of tone that just grates on my nerves. And they ask you, like, 8 billion questions. No, I don't want a receipt. No, I don't want a car wash. No! And here's something that really pisses me off. When you go to Chevron, they fucking put the 91 on the left when every other place puts the 87 on the left. What the fuck is that? Trying to trick me. And I push it. Every time. I push it. Ooh, that pisses me off. I've noticed a lot of gas stations starting to do that now. It's like, are we not paying enough? Is $4 not enough for a tank of gas? We gotta pay for like $4.25 because we made a mistake? That's fucking bullshit. Fuck you, Rockefeller. Another thing I hate about gas stations is how people just cannot stand outside of their cars while they pump the gas. They have to get back inside the car and sit there. Is it really that bad to just stand there and hold the nozzle while it goes? Straying away from the subject of driving, I smoke. I like tobacco. Why is it that every single tobacco shop owner is like the creepiest person alive? Why? Where I used to live in Glendale, I used to go to this smoke shop called the Cigar Empire, and the guy who owned it was the creepiest motherfucker I had ever met in my entire life. I used to actually have to ask people to go in with me because I was afraid to go in by myself. And so I moved away, and then a year later I come back, and he was still as creepy as ever, and he remembered me!
Hello.
Long time no see, what's up?
I don't live here anymore.
Well, come here, why?
I don't live here.
Oh, don't live here. Mm-hmm.
I don't live here. I moved like a year ago.
Where do you live now?
Orange County.
And if that's not enough, creepy tobacco shop owners who don't know me always have to say their piece about my driver's license photo.
That's you?
That's me.
You look more beautiful than the picture.
You don't like the way I look now?
You look more beautiful than the picture.
Oh, I thought you said...
No.
I thought you said you look more beautiful in the picture.
No.
What
the picture
now?
Horrible.
It's a bad picture, but it's funny, right?
Yeah, it's funny.
You know, I like my driver's license photo. I don't need peanut gallery comments, okay? I like the way that I look in that photo. It's a good photo, saying I'm ugly. asshole. Another thing that pisses me off about driving is just the way people drive. Why is it so difficult for people to drive? There's one pedal on the right, there's a pedal on the left. You use your foot and you push them. People are fucking idiots. One time, this was actually 2 weeks ago, Taylor Swift, not 2 weeks ago, this was actually like maybe a month ago, and Taylor Swift's new album had just come out, and so I did my usual thing to make me feel better when I'm in traffic with a bunch of fucking idiots. I am irritated, and when I'm fucking irritated, what really helps sometimes is to just sing an improvised song about irritating fucking people and just make it up as I go along. So, let's just see what we can do here. There you are, you asshole. I want to kill you with my knives. I will throw you in a lake. Please kill yourself for me, please, or I'll stab you in the feet. Driving slow is one of my pet peeves, because I don't put up with bullshit. I will murder you, yeah, stab you in the face, or slap your children because they're fucking frauds. I'll smash your vehicle into the side of the road. I fill my trunk with gasoline, throw a match in it, watch their bodies burn as I grab up a clip and smell the smoke fumes and take it in. I know I sound really pisses me off. I went to the library almost a year ago. I went to the library to get a new library card. I had lost it. And it's like the most difficult thing to get a library card nowadays. Really, the address on my driver's license has to match the address that you had previously in the system. There's only one of me. I can guarantee you that. And if there was another one trying to be me, I don't mind if he takes my identity to get a library card. I think that would be acceptable. I was not having it.
Okay, the address you have here is not safe as
you. Yeah, this I got a while ago, though.
Yeah, that's why we do need them as a proof of address.
Motherfucker. Oh my god, so fucking irritating. Library, not a jail.
And now I'm going to end on something that really just grates on my nerves, and that would be getting your car serviced. Oh my god. So this was actually a month or so ago. I thought I could have my friend like teach me how to do an oil change, but he couldn't do it because he didn't have his tools. So I had to go to Pep Boys, and I've never been to Pep Boys before. It was the most unpleasant experience. Immediately after I got into my car, after I got it back, I bitched. Okay, I'm gonna have to go off a little bit about my experience this morning. Alright, so I get up super early, because if you get to mechanic places early, then they can take you and you can be done in like half an hour, done. I've never been to one of these public places where you get your stuff done before. I go to like friends of friends and friends of friends of friends. That's what I do. Not only do they're not clear about anything. They just expect you to know. What if it's your first time coming there? They should say, if it's your first time coming here, there should be it's your first time coming here signs. There are none of those. And so you feel completely stupid right off the bat, because you have to go and ask, where do I go if I just want to get my oil changed? It's just a fucking oil change. I'm sure it's the easiest thing in the world, but no. So then, you're waiting. You wait about, I don't know, half an hour to get your car checked in. You're waiting. And I got there when it fucking opened. And I would have been there earlier had I known that everybody had the same idea that I had. God damn it. Because I was there. I was there at 8. But then they're not open till 9 because it's fucking Sunday. No wonder they jack up the prices so high, because it's like, fuck, I don't care. I'll pay you whatever you want. Just let me get the fuck out of here. And that's where they gouge you. They get you that way. They make you hate everything about it so that every time you come, you're just like, whatever, get it done. I'll pay the price. So then, and this is the worst part of it all. They don't call you to let you know that it's done. You just kind of have to know when it's ready. And then you go there, and there's no pickup spot. It's in the same as the check-in, check-out area spot. You just kind of stand there in line. What if it's your first time there? What if you don't know where to go when you're going in? And I recall the guy asking me, have you ever been here before? And I said, no. And he did not even explain what it is. Like, oh, we're not going to call you to let you know. Just kind of come back. He didn't say, just go here when you're done. No. Nobody explained anything to me. Why? I mean, do I have to ask for everything? I know next time. Where do I go to do this? It's so fucked up. If I didn't go up there and saw that guy cutting in front of me, if I didn't see him cut in front of me and get all pissed off like I did, I would never have gotten out of that line, because it wasn't really a line, and it was just a whoever comes up to the table first. One of the most frustrating things ever. I'm in a bookstore now, which is why I'm kind of quiet, but I have to add this. It happened this morning. Why is it that gardeners and construction workers and apartment maintenance people feel the need to jackhammer at fucking 7 in the fucking morning? This morning, I was not having it. You hear that? That fucking bullshit? Why is there chainsaws and jackhammers at fucking 8 in the morning every fucking day? God forbid I want to sleep past 8 o'clock. Yeah, keep going. I don't mind it. All right, that should be about 5 minutes long. Jose, this is for you. There are many, many, many things that irritate me. OC moms, strollers, baby packs, leashes on their children, tampons that we have to buy, and they're fucking $10. And I'm not going to pay $7 and then get the cardboard ones, because that hurts. I think as women, we don't have a choice. We have to use tampons. We have to use bras. And all of our money that's not spent on food, gas, electric, and rent is spent on tampons and bras. Say fuck that. So those are just a few things that irritate me. As you know, I could go on for days about things that irritate me. But you wanted something 5 minutes, and I'm gonna miss you. Good luck in the lotto! And on a lighter note, when I got Taylor Swift's album, my little brother, he's only about 7, I was getting gas, and he was in the car, and I taught him about the CD buying experience. Really, that will be one of the highlights that go down in big sister history. Because I'm a big sister now. I was the little one before, but now I'm the big sister. Okay, I'm done now. Music comes on a CD. When you buy a CD, inside is the booklet. And this is the cover, so you can see. And then for each song, we have the words to the song that she puts, along with a photo representing what the song means. So, for example, this one. She looks... What do you think she... She looks pretty sad there, huh?
Yeah.
She doesn't look happy. Yeah. So you can tell this song's kind of a sad one. And then this one, just it's kind of a funny photo, right? It's kind of funny. It's pretty funny. So this is a happy song. And she's over here trying to stop the wedding, and she's all mad, like, oh, you love another girl, and she's trying to stop it.
Taylor Swift.
What's her sign?
Sag.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah.